Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I am Tom Levine, and in the studio with me today, I have Kathy Bennett from the Compassion Pregnancy Center. How are you doing, Kathy?
I'm doing pretty good.
How's your year winding up?
It's been very encouraging this year.
Okay.
We've had, you know, some abortion-minded clients that were pretty determined that that's what they were going to do, and we have seen three babies that are going to be able to come into this world because of what we do out at the pregnancy center.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, I was at your banquet this year. What are you going to do next year? Because that was a pretty spectacular night.
Yeah, it was. And next year, I'm excited. In 2020, in March, we're going to have Bishop Ronald Archer. He's got an amazing story. His mama was actually a prostitute, and her pimps tried to force abortion upon her, but they weren't successful. And he was born, and then he really had a lot of learning difficulties, things like that. And he had somebody who just showed an interest in him, a teacher, that made all the difference in the world. And he went on to work for second President Bush.
Oh, okay.
So.
And so he'll be the speaker.
He'll be the speaker.
All right. So is that an invitation-only event?
You have to RSVP. You can't just show up. But
okay.
We'll be sending out information in February. And you can call the center and try to get you a ticket. It's going to be real exciting.
Okay. And it's going to be another jam-packed
night. I believe it will be, yes.
Okay. All right. We will talk more about the Compassion Pregnancy Center. And Kathy Bennett will let us know what's going on there in just a few moments.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
The people that decide to take control of areas of their life, and they decide way deep down in their decider, not a drive-by, not a passing fancy, but way down in your decider, you decide. When you decide to do that, you can get out of debt. You can get on a budget. You can get your baby step four going into your 401k and be on a track to be an everyday millionaire. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield. WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Kathy Bennett from the Compassion Pregnancy Center. And, tell me exactly what the Compassion Pregnancy Center does.
Because I'm
sure a lot of people don't know.
Right, right.
They know it's sort of out by the airport,
mm-hmm.
and if they know anything about it at all.
Right. We're a non-for-profit pregnancy center. We offer free pregnancy tests, free limited ultrasound. We offer material assistance through a program we call Earn While You Learn. We exist because we believe every child has a right to be born. But we don't want to just say that. We want to come along beside our girls and help them in that decision, and then also help them along the way. With our pregnancy test, we may be the first place that they actually know, I have a positive test. And after that, we can set up an ultrasound, and we get to introduce them to their little one, which is amazing. I mean, we can see a heartbeat at 7 weeks. It's really cool to be in there, for them to actually see that and to know that that baby has life.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so do you walk alongside these people as they go through the pregnancy?
We do. With our Earn While You Learn program, our girls can come once a week while they're pregnant, and then they can continue to come once a month after the baby's born. And we do classes on pregnancy, classes on labor and delivery. It's all one-on-one, so we get this opportunity to build this relationship with our clients, which we all love to do that. And it's amazing how people are put together with the people that they exactly need to be with. And then we do parenting classes. Our girls fill out a getting acquainted if they do the program, and on the very last page it says, what do you want to get out of these classes? And almost, it seems like maybe 75% of the time is like, I want to be a good parent. Nobody goes into parenthood, I don't believe, and says, oh, man, I really want to stink at this. I don't think they do that.
No.
But, you know, I was a young mom. My husband and I got married when I was 18. He was 19. We got pregnant with our first child when I was 19, had him when I was 20. Mm-hmm. What the 20-year-old me wishes that the 30-year-old me knew. You know, we always tease that our first child was our practice child. He survived, and he's awesome. He's a teacher. He's doing well. He's a good dad himself now. But, it's just parenthood's hard.
Right.
It's not an easy thing. And we just you know, we're peer counselors. We've been there. We've done that. I share my mistakes. I made plenty of them when my kids were little. Mm-hmm. And just trying to, you know, encourage these girls that they can do this, and okay. and trying to help them to do that. So
okay, we're saying girls. What age range are we talking?
Oh, we've had clients as young as 14 to. Wow. We had a lady in her 40s, but I believe she miscarried. So, but most of our girls are in their late teens or 20s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they facing hardship at home or?
Oh, a lot. You know, we live in a very poor community. So financial issues are big, and trying to help them out with those sort of things, you know, point them in the right directions to get the help that they need. It's tough sometimes, and that gets a little bit overwhelming, mm-hmm. honestly, because we do have a poor community. But it's also helping them out with things like baby beds. Our girls, if they go through the programs, they can earn points that they use towards a crib, a new crib. We buy new cribs, new car seats, because we want to make sure that they're safe and that they can get all the recall information, you know, all that kind of stuff
right.
on them. And for a lot of our girls, that's a big deal. It's a big deal to be able to get a new crib, a new mattress, a new car seat. And we're not just giving it to them. They have to earn it. Mm-hmm. They have to come and do the classes, do their homework. They get points for going to their WIC appointments, their doctor's appointments. You know, if they go to church on Sunday, they get a point for that. So there's different ways that they can earn what they need to get the things that they need for the little one,
okay.
which I love. I don't get burnt out just giving stuff away.
Okay.
I feel like we're doing something. We're equipping them to be who they need to be. So
equipping them to be better parents?
Yes, for okay. sure. For sure.
Do you see a problem in the fact that these children didn't have the greatest parents in the world?
A lot of times, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of times. Even my own story. I mean, my husband is a pastor at Iuka, at General Baptist Church in okay. Iuka. And I share this a lot because I had a great-grandmother who lived in Iuka. And she raised some kids that were awful, quite honestly. And my grandma, her daughter was a good grandma, but she raised some other sons that weren't good. And, you know, I watched how my grandmother and grandfather did a better job than what my grandmother's mother did.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom and dad did a better job, I believe, than what my grandma and grandpa did, and so on. And I'm seeing my kids do a better job of being parents than what I did.
Okay.
So just because you start... Your story doesn't have to stay like your family story is.
Okay.
I had an uncle who, you know, spent time in jail because he murdered a child.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my story. That's his story.
Okay.
My family come out of that.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I see generational stuff all the time, and I'm thinking, I understand the helplessness feeling that you would have, but you've got to know that you can do better than that.
Okay.
And it's one step at a time. It's mm-hmm. just one step at a time. So,
okay. We are talking to Kathy Bennett from the Compassion Pregnancy Center, and we will be back in just a few moments, so stay tuned here to WFIW.
Mike Dreith here. Join me weekdays at 7:10 in the morning and 12:10 right before the new news for Talk Isn't Always Cheap, an opinion commentary about my perspective on the news of the day. It could be insight about federal or state policy or local matters. It's also posted on WFIWradio.com. Talk isn't always cheap. Weekdays on the station listened to, not just heard. 104.9 WFIW.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Kathy Bennett from the Compassion Pregnancy Center here in Fairfield. But there are Compassion Pregnancy Centers all around, right?
There's pregnancy centers. We all have different names.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And do you work with there's a new one in Flora, right?
There is a new one in Flora. I don't work. I kind of helped them a little bit get off the ground,
okay.
but I don't have anything. You
they
know.
Came in and studied what you
yeah,
were doing.
Right, and, right, oh, yeah, right,
okay.
right. Yeah,
yep.
Helped them that way. I actually volunteered at the Salem Pregnancy Center for 16 years before we started the center in Fairfield.
Oh, okay. So how long has the Fairfield Center been open?
We opened in September of 2007.
Okay.
So it's been a while.
Okay. The only thing I know about the Compassion Pregnancy Center, besides the big banquet, which is awesome. It was awesome this
mm-hmm.
year. And the lady you had, and I can't remember.
Gianna Jensen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She spoke for maybe an hour and a half.
She spoke a long time.
But at the end, everybody wanted more.
Right, right. So, yeah, yeah. And her story was her mom tried to abort her, I believe, at 32 weeks, 28 weeks, something like that, and she survived it. And amazing story. She's had lots of hardships because of it, cerebral palsy, different things, but she is such a voice for life.
Okay. So, and then the other thing I know about you is baby bottles.
Mm-hmm.
We see them in church.
Right.
Is that the only fundraiser you do?
We also do a Walk for Life.
Okay.
That's usually in this year it was the middle of September. And then we have people who donate to us monthly, also churches and individuals. So we receive no government funding because we want to share the gospel. And so we don't really want we don't need the government's help, quite honestly, and don't want it. People who believe in what we do are the people who help us do what we do.
Okay. And is there plenty of help out there?
I believe so, yeah. Myself and Carol Best, we are the only paid employees out there, but we have volunteers who come. Usually three, 4-hour slots a week.
Do you need more volunteers?
Oh, we can always use volunteers.
Okay.
But you have to go through a training. We have to have a pastor's referral, things like that. But anybody who'd be interested in that could give me a call.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what about physical needs? Do you need donations of car seats and things like
that? Yeah, we can always use things for our closets. New car seats, new cribs, new crib mattresses, things like that. And then we take clothes up to size 2, diapers. Anybody in the community can get diapers once a month from us. They're like a package of 12 to 15. Usually the bigger sizes we need, like 4s, 5s, and 6s. Wipes, anything a baby can use.
Okay.
As long as it's in good condition and it's safe, we can take it. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. What about baby proofing supplies? Do you supply those as well?
Baby proofing? I mean, like the outlet covers. Yeah, we always have those in our closet, things like that. Things you don't think about until you see a child going towards the outlet. Yeah. I don't know what it is about that, but they just like those.
The little drawer hooks and okay, so you need all of those and drop them by anytime?
Yeah, just drop them by. Yeah.
Okay. How about formula?
Formula, we give out a lot of formula. Like WIC, they can't do that anymore, so they will even send people to us. If you get those free samples in the mail or if you've bought a bunch and then your baby can't end up, it has to
Wait
be
a minute.
Sealed.
Women, infant, children can't provide formula.
No, but they can provide the coupons for them.
Okay.
But like somebody who needs some like right now. No. So, but that's, that's what they do. So, they send them to us. And if we have it, anybody can get that. You don't have to be a client to do that. Because if a baby needs formula, a baby needs formula. So,
All right. Children who come in, expecting children, do they realize how much they need?
Not always, unless they've already had one. did any of us expect that our little ones would totally take over our house? It can be mind-blowing, I think, for them. And honestly, they probably don't need as much as what we think they need either. They need a place to sleep. They need to be safe. They need to be safe.
Is there some counseling that goes along with this?
We have.
It is so overwhelming.
Yeah, we are peer counselors. We are, a lot of women who have been there, done that. We all have different stories. Some of our stories are rougher than others. And we just share what we've learned in this journey of motherhood. And it's been quite a journey. And honestly, it's one of my favorite journeys I've been on. I love my kids. Now I get the blessing of being a grandma. And that's like, that's the dessert of it all.
Okay. All right. Do people just show up there or do they have to call ahead?
They can call ahead and we, if somebody calls and ask what they need to do, we always say if you make an appointment, we can always kind of make sure that it's private, that there's not other people here, that kind of thing. But most of our pregnancy tests are walk-ins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Our Earn While You Learn, that's scheduled. That has to be scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of our pregnancy tests are just walk-in. So we're just kind of ready for whatever walks through the door.
Okay. And how many pregnancy tests do you think you give out?
We don't do a ton. Two, three, four. Sometimes okay. girls come to us once they've already had them. So we don't see a lot of tests. I wish we'd seen more.
Okay.
Honestly.
So. Okay. It's definitely a safe space.
It is a safe space. We don't judge. How can we? We look back at our own lives and see the mistakes that we made. So, it's a very safe place. And
okay.
the people that are there are the people that God's called to be there.
Okay.
So.
All right. We will be back in just a few moments. We're talking to Kathy Bennett from the Compassion Pregnancy Center. And we'll be back on the Community Connection. Stay tuned.
We open the bucket of bunk. We examine the results from the question of the day and play a little trivia each weekday morning on Morning Coffee. I'm Mike Dreith, inviting you to join me and Mark Turner as we have our caffeine with a local guest. You can get us on 104.9 FM, WFIWradio.com, and we even show up on YouTube. If you're looking at hard news, insightful commentary, this might not be your cup of coffee. If you're looking for fun, tune us in.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Kathy Bennett from the Compassion Pregnancy Center. Okay, so we're talking about young girls coming in. They're pregnant, and you're encouraging them to have their babies.
Mm-hmm.
Are they being encouraged to keep their babies or to go the adoption route?
You know what?
Or do you advocate for both?
We advocate for both.
Okay.
We don't push either. With adoption, we can't like even have any of that to do in our office, but we would give them the information that they would need to do an adoption. And that's not an easy choice. And
uh-huh.
I have heard more than one time, I could never give my baby away, but I could have an abortion, which to me is kind of mind blowing. But it just kind of shows.
Seems backwards, doesn't it?
It does. But it's not an easy choice. I mean,
right.
Why is somebody wanting to have an abortion? Are they wanting to try to hide the pregnancy? Or, you know, there's different reasons why people do that. And for us just to say, oh, well, that's just why not? They need people to walk beside them, too, to help
okay.
them. And the one girl that we did have a few years ago, I met with her, every week, and we just talked about why she was doing it. And I didn't act like it was not a big deal, because it was a big deal.
Uh-huh.
Very big deal.
Okay.
So
do you have people who want to be parents come up to and say, you've got a kid?
We do, but honestly, we can't do anything
with
that.
I know you can't advocate for
right,
them personally.
Right.
And there's a whole legal process.
Right. And, you know, with both of those, I would encourage them to maybe start like an Angel Cove in Mount Vernon. Angel Cove, it's a housing where girls can go and stay and then stay for a while after they have their babies, and they help them with the adoption process. Not that everybody that goes there chooses adoption. Sometimes they just need a safe place to be. But then also that's a place for parents to maybe, people who are wanting to be parents, to find out how to do that. So
didn't even realize that existed. Angel Cove
Vernon,
yep, Illinois.
It's a maternity home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm very thankful for them.
Okay. What other resources are out there that I just don't have any idea about?
Well, we have a lot of people who are looking for housing. So, you know, somebody who doesn't have the financial means, we let them know about the place in Mount Carmel that's for women and children. It's basically a homeless center, but
right.
they can go and stay. There's the place in Mount Vernon that, you know, families can go. So Swan and Olney, you know, just trying to let them know that there are some options out there, that they don't have to sleep in their car.
Okay.
Or, you know, people need help with utilities and things like that. So we try to, which those resources run out, but
yeah.
we try to help them to get connected with the places that they need to get. And we encourage them to work.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's jobs to be found. There may be not the job that you want, but, you know, there's jobs to be found.
You have to start somewhere.
You have to start somewhere. And there's a certain amount of feeling good about yourself if you're actually working and trying. I remember one girl one time, she came and she got a job, and I was really encouraging for her. And she's like, you know what? I made more not working. I said, yeah, but there's something to work in. And she's like, yeah, it makes me feel better about myself. So,
right.
Yeah.
Do most of the teens realize that there is a benefit to work? That it makes it feel better?
I'm not sure about that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We hope that they do.
Is it because they've seen it?
Yeah.
The other
one. Yeah. Yeah. Another one of those generational things.
Now we can't talk politics.
Right.
But let's talk in general. Does it seem like it's a dark time?
Oh, it's a very dark time. In Illinois, the new laws that have come down, our tax dollars are paying for abortion.
Okay.
As somebody who does not believe that an abortion is a good thing, that hurts me deeply to
right.
know that I'm paying for that.
And I'm paying more in taxes.
Yeah, paying more in taxes. And then also just the fact of how they have until birth. I will never understand why you have to kill a baby right before it's born. I mean, life of the mom, why do you have to kill the baby?
Right.
It's probably an easier process just to do a C-section.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make sense. And honestly, everybody's always like, what about rape? What about incest? Rape and incest accounts for 1% of the abortions done in America.
Okay.
1%. 6 to 7% are because of life of the baby or life of the mom. And by life of the baby, it means like the baby's maybe Down syndrome or...
Okay.
Which breaks my heart, too.
Yeah.
And the life of the mom, which can be a large range of reasons why
okay.
they can make that happen. The rest, the 92-93%, is just because of inconvenience. It's not a good time. I don't have the money. You know what? When I was 20 years old, we didn't have the money for us to have a baby. I remember taking my calculator to the grocery store, and I could not spend over $25 on groceries, which granted that was, 34
right.
years ago. But, my husband and I would just be now having kids.
Right.
And that wouldn't be good because I couldn't keep up with them. So, it's like you make
right.
it work.
And there is help out there.
There is help out there, for sure. For sure.
Okay. Do you think that 93% number is because they don't think there's help out there, or they think this is the only help out there?
Sometimes it's selfishness. Sometimes, they always talk about it being pro-choice. But I've been doing this for a long time. I volunteered for 16 years, and now I've been out here for 12, I believe, if I got my math right. And whenever I have talked to somebody that has been their choice, they
mm-hmm.
always said, I didn't have a choice. This is what I had to do.
Okay.
I didn't have a choice. Maybe their parents were trying to force that idea on them or a boyfriend or a husband, or they just look at the whole situation and say, no, my college scholarship, my this, that, my that. And we want them to know that they do have a choice, that, things might not look the way that you thought they were going to look,
mm-hmm.
but you still can go to school. You still can do the things that you want to do. You will have another reason even to be doing those things because you got a little one to be doing it for.
Right.
So, yeah, I hate that whole pro-choice because of just of what I've heard. When I started working at the center in Salem, I will be quite honest, I was about the baby.
Uh-huh.
I was a new mom. I had a little one. My second son was born, and I don't know if it was hormones. I don't know what it was, but I was all about the baby. But you know what? I worked there for a very little time when I realized that how abortion is destructive to that mom.
Okay.
Yeah. And it breaks my heart. The reason that Fairfield even kind of exists is because when I was at the end of my 16 years there, I was kind of evaluating what I was doing and why I was doing it. And I think that's a good idea to do. And I heard a story about a lady that was the same age as I was at the time, like 42. And she'd had an abortion when she was 18. And she'd lost her fertility because of the abortion. She'd lost her husband because of the infertility. And she was still suffering all these years later, and the Lord just really showed me, it's like, you need to keep on doing what you're doing. You just need to do it in a different place.
Oh, okay.
So with that being said, I didn't expect to be the director. I just didn't. That was not my intentions. I think he knew. I can't show her that part yet. Because she'll just hide. But, yeah.
Okay. So how can people help you?
Financially always is an awesome way to help us. Prayer. Pray for us. Right now we are still under an injunction that our previous governor signed a bill into law that would force pregnancy centers, pro-life doctors to refer for abortion. And that actually got an injunction, and that's being seen again. So they're trying, and I don't understand that, because anybody that can find us online can find an abortion clinic online.
Right.
So that's all about just trying to force our hand into doing something that consciously we can't do.
Okay.
So. So prayer. All right. We need prayer. Lots of it.
Okay, Kathy. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you for having me.
Is there anything
me.
Else we need to know?
You know what? Just look around in your community, see the things that you need to do, and if you know a young lady who is in need, send her our way.
Okay.
We'd be glad to help.
What's your number?
It's 842-2525 or after hours, 335-1347.
Okay. 842-2525
mm-hmm.
during normal business
yep.
hours,
mm-hmm.
Monday through Friday?
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and
mm-hmm.
Thursday. Okay. All right, Kathy, thanks for coming out.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for sharing your story.
All right.